Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and for those listening in for the first time, or you may be returning back again, thank you and welcome, welcome. For those listening in every week, I hope you have been blessed by my weekly scriptures and points of discussion. I hope it has given you something to think about, pray about, and share with other people. I also hope you have been helping me by inviting others to listen in to the show every week, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to develop and grow your faith. And I have to say this as always, faith is not about materialistic things as much as it is to learn how to have faith in God, faith in overcoming heartache, confusion, hopelessness, anger, fear, whatever may be pressing you. Your faith can help you overcome those things. So I am happy to share my message right here every week of hope through teaching on personal faith building, using powerful scriptures to enlighten you, to help you grow your faith. So yes, be sure to tune in every week on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on this station, because the Faith Walk Radio Show goal is to help you pull through and press forward looking for better days ahead. And if you already have better days ahead, then learn how to thrive in your life by watering your strong faith every day, by letting the Word of God, the Bible, grow you into bigger and better things in your life. So yes, folks, being led by your faith and hope, looking for better days ahead, looking to communicate your cause and the calling on your life by developing faith, and not only just faith, but developing strong faith as your foundation, your support system, that produces a stress-free life. So let me move on. The focus of my teaching today is living with power, jumping for joy, so to speak. And how do you do that, Susan? Well, you keep it moving, folks. Yes, no matter what's going on, you keep it moving. And I know someone out there is saying, well, can you tell me, Susan, how to keep it moving when I have trauma and drama in my life? Things are falling apart. There's always doom and gloom. There's always something that's going on. That's why I say keep it moving. Because no matter what, there's always somebody called Mr. Devil whose job is to torture you and make your life pure hell on this earth. So that's why the Faith Walk Show is here, to help you develop and grow your faith so that you can live in the Word, so that no matter what comes up against you, you have that trust and belief that God has options for you. Make sense? Again, the teaching of my message today is living with power, because when you are burned to the core of your spirit by the issues that haunt you every day, you gotta have a backup plan. So before I get too involved here in teaching on today's subject, let me give you a few scriptures that will tell you how to strengthen your faith no matter what is crumbling around you, no matter what is going on, no matter how you feel. And folks, I have to stop and say this. I know at times I talk about how do we overcome, how do we not have fear, how do we not have anxiety, how to avoid falling into a depression. And I talk about these issues a lot, not because it's always negative, because everyday people, you and I, people all over the world are going through some challenge. Because Mr. Devil himself, as I said, his job, and he does it quite well, better than any of us, his job is to torture us and make our life living hell on this earth. So, what better way to overcome those darts that are being thrown at you every day but to be suited and guarded with your faith? So, Exodus 14, verses 15 and 16 tells us how to not only survive, but to thrive. How to advance to the next round, so to speak. How to advance to the next round of challenges, moving on to the next chapter in your life. And no, I am not suggesting that your life is a game when I say advance to the next round of challenges, but I say that because, as I said, and I don't like to give his name too much power, so I don't even really like to say it, but Mr. Devil himself is waiting for you to be depressed. He's waiting for you to be confused. He's waiting for you to have fear. He's waiting for you to have anxiety. He's waiting so that he can camouflage things to be, in reality, what they are not, because that's all he has. So again, I am not suggesting that life is a game or that your life will always be a challenge every day. But realistically speaking, folks, It will be filled with all kinds of trials and tests. And we would be foolish to think otherwise, in my opinion. Because if you have been a believer, a Christ believer, for any period of time, you understand there are challenges. That's just the way it is. So again, let me move on and give you a few scriptures I hope will encourage you this morning. So Exodus 14, 15, and 16 talks about Moses' concern for himself and the children of Israel after Pharaoh released them from Egypt, from slavery, decades of bondage. So after Pharaoh released them from Egypt and allowed the children of Israel to walk out of Egypt free, he decided to gather his army and pursue them to kill them once and for all. I guess he thought about it after the fact and said, well, I didn't really want to do that, but since I did, I'm going to go after them and just kill them all. So, as you can imagine, Moses was weak spiritually, and no doubt the children of Israel at that point had no faith. Hope, trust, faith, belief was nowhere in their thought process. So moving on, let me continue on with my thought here before I read Exodus 14, verses 15 and 16. Again, it talks about Moses leading the children of Israel from out of Egypt, out of several years of bondage, slavery, under the harsh ruler of King Pharaoh. So, after saying all that, imagine this, because this is actually what happened. They were traveling through the wilderness. I'm sure they looked in back of them from time to time to see Pharaoh and his army and chariots pursuing them, probably at full speed ahead. And all they can see in front of them, which is where they stopped at the sea, the Red Sea, to see that there was nowhere else to go. There was water as far as they could see. And when they looked in back of them, they panicked because they saw a massive army pursuing them. So can you imagine what was going through their minds? Thinking negative thoughts, we have nowhere to run now. It's impossible to get through this deep body of water with no boat. Moses, your God, brought us out here so that we would be murdered. How could this be happening? You should have just left me where I was. Can you imagine all the thoughts that were going through their minds? Not able to find a positive thought that could help them believe and have faith in God, who sent Moses to free them in the first place. But no faith there, right? So the children of Israel find themselves feeling disoriented, not able to see victory that awaits them. Not able to be free in their minds no matter what they see in front of them. So my point to all of this is this, and I have a quote that I live by. Just because I can't see it yet doesn't mean it isn't so. And just because I don't physically have it yet, I know it's possible and will show up at that God-appropriate time. Folks, it comes a time that you have to trust God. No matter what you see, no matter what is going on around you, so without further ado, Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Again, I'll read that really quick before I move on into the main message here. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. So you see, folks, you can't imagine the route of escape the Lord has for you. That no matter how big the problem appears to be, there is always a way of escape physically, mentally, and emotionally, no matter what. So I hope you take these scriptures to heart and have learned something from them. I need to move on with today's message of hope. Again, as I said at the top of the show, the focus of my teaching today is living with power. And in saying that, I think this is the right time to introduce the title of my message. And the title of my message today is Rise from the Ashes. Yes, rise from the ashes. Rise, folks. Get up and live. Rise. Open up your eyes and receive. I have a few powerful scriptures to go over today. So for those who may be just tuning into the show today, the focus of the message is living with power. The title of the message today is Rise from the Ashes. Scripture I will be teaching on today, Luke 10. And without any more hesitation, it states here, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I have to read that last scripture one more time. Behold, and this means to watch, see, and observe. The biblical definition of behold is to fix the eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe with care, to direct or fix the mind. Behold, fix the mind, hear what I'm saying. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, before I go on with my thought, let me take you back to Exodus 14, verses 15 and 16, really quick before the break here. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." So you see, folks, Moses was given the power in verse 16. Again, it reads, "But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." So the miracle here, folks, was the rod Moses was carrying. Yes, the faith act was for Moses to be obedient and point that rod towards the sea, as did the waters parted and everyone was safe from the enemy. Now, on that day, the enemy was the army pursuing the children of Israel. Today, your enemy could be all sorts of things. Only you know what's going on in your life. Negative thoughts that cause emotional issues. So, that day, the children of Israel's enemy was an army pursuing them to kill them. Today, like I said, your enemy could be all sorts of things. But once you take ownership of that power, folks, you are showing yourself and those who are watching you go through maybe the worst time in your life that I am here. I am still alive. I am capable of standing up from the fall, picking up the shattered pieces of my life and looking for better days ahead. Why? Because you have been given the power to do so. Are you following me this morning? Are you understanding that you are not powerless but powerful? Are you understanding that you are not powerless but powerful? So when you make the first step to rise, and rise means move from a lower position to a higher one, when you make the first step to step up, folks, to rise from the ashes, and again, the title of the message today is Rise from the Ashes. When you get up, move forward, as God tells Moses to do, as he was crying to God, and God says, "Why are you crying? I have already given you the power." It is that tool of faith, your rod in your hand. Use it. So folks, I say to you today, use your faith, your power. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So as I go to break here, ask yourself, are you using your power, your authority to rise from those burnt to the bone issues in your life? Are you getting it together and learning that there is no gain in only crying about your problem, but use your faith as Moses used, as a simple tool of faith, his rod, to save him and others? Are you dependable in the word? Will you lead with your power today, folks? Will you lead? Yes, with your power. If that is you, then you have risen from the dead in spirit and in God's truth. Hold tight. I need to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com. gfdmwebdesign.com. And you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show as I conclude today's message.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about living in God's power today. For those just tuning in to the show, message focus is living with power. Title of the message today is Rise from the Ashes. Yes, been talking about how Moses and the children of Israel were able to win a spiritual battle, and so can you. So rise from the ashes, folks. Get up and live your life. Get up and smile. Get up and have joy. Get up and have peace. Get up and learn how to enjoy your life experiences. So, again, the title of the message today, Rise from the Ashes. My message scripture in Luke 10:19 talks about God giving us power to trample over anything, destroy anything. You have the power, and that power is your faith. And how do you strengthen your power? By watching what is on your mind. Yes. So, let me end the show with Luke 10:19. Again, it reads, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So as the scripture says it so clearly today, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing, not one thing you're going through will be able to destroy you. So in saying that, folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Rise from the ashes that left you for dead in the middle of nowhere on a journey called life. Burn to the core of your spirit by the issues that haunt you every day. Feelings of guilt and regret trap your mind to trap your entire life. So I say to you all today, rise from those powerless moments that cause you to have doubt and live in fear. Rise from feeling weak and overwhelmed and get it together and live in the promises of God. Because when you go after that life you want, when you rise, get up, and win the race set before you, you have found your way. So start today and live your faith, and you will find your way of escape every time. Folks, it has been wonderful. I have had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. As always, I end the show every week on this final thought, on something to remember, and here it is. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. Also, before I go, I just want to invite you all to log on to my website any time of the day or night and listen to this show or any archive message you want. by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, send me a prayer request, Susan@faithwalkradio.com. Susan@faithwalkradio.com. Folks, I am always happy to receive and hear a message from you letting me know how you're doing with your Faith Walk inspirational story. And any prayer requests you have, send it to me, and I will be sure to pray over it for you and watch the miracles of God happen in your life. Have a wonderful week. See you same time next week, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Stone by stone, brick by brick.